Yeah. I don't know. Last year was a we didn't play good enough, you know, but we won the game. I think we gave up 543 yards of offense to them, and when you give up that much offense, you should win the game, but somehow we squeaked out a win, and we definitely can't have a performance like that again, and if we want to accomplish what our ultimate goal is this season. He's shorter. He's faster. He's a little bit quicker. I mean, he's a smaller guy, but he plays big, you know, and he's a nightmare to defenses, and I think this will be another good matchup for this defense.
Still good football player. You know, they haven't got going offense on yet. We watched last year's game against us quite a bit, and they gashed us. You know, it was 500-something yards of offense. So we're going off of that. We're not going off what they've done this year. We're going off what they did last year, and what we need to do is stop them.
Yeah, I think we are getting a lot of respect. No, I don't think we care about what other people say, because it's really about what we care or what we think about in this room, or not this room, but our defensive room.
It doesn't matter. The pride is winning games, I think, and just going out there every week and playing hard and getting 11 guys to the football, getting takeaways. I think we're not even number one NFL on defense, so you know, we shouldn't be yard because it goes by yards, which doesn't mean a lot to us. Points and takeaways, all that stuff mean a lot to us. So it doesn't matter. You know, they're going to get recognition because of all the big plays we've had, and that's good. That's what should happen.
No, scheme's the same. It's just believing in it. Believing in the system 110%, giving it your maximum effort. Just buying into the system wholeheartedly.
Yeah, I mean, third down, we weren't very good last week. You know, I think they started out 0-7, ended up 4-13 or something like that. So we can always get better there, always get more sacks, and we always want more. We still missed some opportunities last week. Peanut had the ball out twice. It went out of bounds, but there's still more opportunities for us to make plays. Major had a chance to pick that ball early in the game. You know, we're always going to say we can do better, and they had a bunch of yards resting on us as well. So we still feel like we got to get better.
Yeah, I might not be that 4-4-3 guy 10 years ago. I might be maybe a 4-5, but also with that, though, I think my technique has gotten better. I think I've gotten a lot smarter. I think I understand the game a lot better than I did a few years ago. Like I said earlier, you know, each year I learn something more about myself. I learn something more about the position. I learn something more about the game.
Pino was talking about how much smarter he's gotten and how important that is.
As a football player, you mean?
Exactly. Yeah. As a football player, what have you seen as far as football smarts and how
it's? Peanut's awesome. I don't know if he's got smarter or whatever, but he's a great player. You know, he's always been good. He hasn't got the recognition. He's been taking the ball away his whole career. There's been some good quarters in the NFC, so they've kind of overshadowed him. But he's been doing it his whole career. If you look back on his career, his rookie year, and I had that pick in the end zone against Randy Moss. I don't know if he studies film better or what, but he knows where to be, where to fit. And even in the running game, he's coming up and supporting the run a little bit too. So, but he's always done that. So, I mean, it's not a big change to me. Maybe he feels like he's gotten smarter, but he's been the same to me all the time.
You don't think he's better now?
Oh, he's definitely better. No, he's better, but he's always been good. You know, he just keeps getting better and better. I guess the more he plays or the more he sees or older he gets, he's getting better.
And just talking from a safety standpoint, I think our Major Wright and Chris Conte have done a phenomenal job of not giving up the big plays, not letting guys get behind them like they did last year. A lot of that credit goes to Coach Bird. He's done a great job of just coaching those two guys. And they've done a great job of receiving the coaching. You know, so I tip my hat to all three of them.
Yeah, they're both really good backs. I mean, I would rather play one at a time. They're both good. You know, if one of them's out, that's better for us because D'Angelo's fast, Jonathan's big and fast. They're both a headache for you. But, I mean, either one of them as a starter could have 1,500 yards on any team they play on. You know, luckily or bad for them, they split time. But they're good backs. You know, they're either one of them could run it the distance on you.
I would say, yeah, I depend on the pass rush, whatever defense we're running. You know, I rely heavily on that, just as those guys rely heavily on me to make sure I cover the backs, receivers, whoever's in my zone, whatever defense we're running. Yeah. It's hand in hand. It's like a marriage, you know. Rush and cover, you can't have one without the other.
You got to think about it now with all the rules against us now. I mean, it was obviously a legal hit. He didn't get fined. Jay said it was legal. It was a tough play. He landed awkward on the ball and on his back. But you got to think about it now. You know, it's not a chance like that where I'm going to have, I mean, I'm not as big as Sue, first of all, so I'm not going to have a chance to do that to most people. But when you're running full speed trying to hit somebody, you got to be careful now. And it's that we're definitely mindful of that. You don't want to get penalized or fined or suspended now. You know, suspended guys, except for cut blocks. Cut blocks are okay. You can do that and get and take some guy's knee out, but you can't hit someone in the head. He's good, and he really surprised me. I've said it before. He can run. He can put his hand on the ground. He plays the run well. You know, for a smaller defensive end, he plays the run really well. He does a lot of stuff in pass coverage for us now too. You know, we've got some different packages now with him in there. He's really impressed me though. He doesn't screw up, which is, you know, as a rookie, you don't want guys screwing up. He hasn't done that, and you know, he's very versatile for what he does. He's a big guy. He can run.